Number 83, apples of gold. Apples of gold. If you're going to be a leader, you're going to have to learn to communicate. And apples of gold comes from Proverbs 25, verse 11, that says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. And if you can learn to fitly speak, to speak well, you will be a far more effective communicator. Let me give you 10 suggestions for effective public speaking or communication. Number one, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. I'm serious about that. The single most important factor in being a good public communicator is to be filled with the Spirit. Why is it that a man or woman can get up and with a very quiet voice proceed without a lot of movement? They can stand behind a pulpit where people are used to seeing people close up. There can be no video or no movie or no cameras, and they can speak in quiet tones and they can electrify a congregation. Why is that? It's because when the Spirit fills you, the Holy Spirit works through your life and grips people's heart. So the number one rules for effective communication is to be filled with the Spirit. Number two is to practice. Practice, practice, practice. If you want to learn to be a good speaker, you've got to practice. You need to practice on your Sunday school lesson. Go into the bedroom, close the door, go into the study, close the door. Go out, sometimes I go out and take a walk and preach a whole message through several times before I've come back. Go in your room and practice through just so you get comfortable with speaking the words. That will help you keep from reading the words. Number three, be funny. Be funny. Somehow learn when you're speaking publicly to say some funny things. I don't mean to say some corny jokes, but to be able to be humorous and listen to yourself. As you listen to yourself, you will hear little twists or little funny things that you'll be able to say to people. Give them time to laugh when you say something funny. It will increase your effectiveness with adults, but it will multiply 3, 4, 5 times your effectiveness with young people. Number four, tell stories. Tell stories. Make a list of all your experiences in life and all the good things that have happened to you, unique things, funny things, and describe them. Visualize them in their mind and describe them to people. Just tell the stories. Why was Jesus such an effective communicator? Certainly he was filled with the Holy Spirit. But the most important thing probably is he told stories, and the things that Jesus taught that endure the longest are the stories he told. Learn to tell stories of things that happened to you. Learn to tell Bible stories and retell Bible stories. We have a dearth of people knowledge of the basic Bible stories. Number five, speak personally. Look at individuals. Never speak to a crowd. It will ruin you. Why is it that some ministers, when they talk to the prayer meeting crowd, are such great communicators and they get up on Sunday morning, they're awful? It's because on the midweek service, they're talking to people. You can't talk to a crowd. There's not a crowd there in most cases. On Sunday morning, they get up and they all at once decide to speak to the great crowd of people who have gathered here, and people shut them off. Learn to speak to individuals. Look right in their eyes. See them. In fact, write your notes. I always write my notes to real people. When I wrote a book, I put a name of two people up there that I was writing the book to. So I actually wasn't writing a book. I was writing a letter to two people explaining what holiness was like. And so this, if you write your notes to people, who are the people in the church I'm preaching this to particularly, then it helps you speak personally. Look them right in the eye. Number six, be a mirror. Be a mirror. Know your audience. Know what they're struggling with. Know what they're like. And as you understand them, reflect back to them what they're like so that they sit there and says, he knows me. That's exactly what I say to my wife. Say, boy, how does he know that? That's what I feel like in the morning. So that you are a mirror and they say, he understands what I'm like. Be a mirror. Number seven, pause. Take time. Take a breath. Don't be so tense that you talk on and on and on and on and on and you're so wound up tight and you never give them a pause, and you know what your whole audience is going to be feeling like? They're going to be feeling tense too. Take a breath. Let them hear you exhale from time to time. Take a sort of easygoing pause from time to time. This allows the audience to take a pause and to take a breath too. When you do something funny, allow the humor to ripple. Don't say something funny and let people laugh while you're saying something serious next. Take a pause and let them laugh. Number eight. Move around. I know you're scared to death to get out from behind that pulpit. You're scared to death to let people see your body or your legs because you'd like to hide back there. In fact, you might even like to duck behind there, you think, when you're scared to speak. But if you want to be effective in communication, look on the television at all the communicators on TV and find out how many of them stay behind pulpits. I'm not talking about just ministers. I mean all communicators. How would it be if they ran a whole TV show and everybody stood behind this big wooden thing while they occurred? Because your body itself communicates some things. According to some television research, they say communication is based on 7% content, 38% voice tone. and 55% facial and body gestures, the movement of the body and the movement of the face. And that's another, I'd say a word here, for most churches I've been in don't have enough lights for you to even see the face of the speaker. It's so dull and dingy in the church, and they got two spotlights on the speaker, and one of those is burned out. And you've got to light up the front and have good PA systems so the speaker can communicate the gospel, not for an ego trip for him or her, but because he needs to communicate the gospel, so people need to see your face and see how you're moving. So somehow you need to get moved around, move your hands. Number 9, limit your notes. Here's my question concerning notes. If you can't remember it, is it really that important? If you can't remember it, is it really that important? And for most of us, we take far too many notes when we are speaking or teaching in class, and you get into this kind of reading sort of thing, or reading papers to each other, and you're going to turn people off. Look on a television set and see all the communication that occurs in our culture and find out how much of it is read. Even the news, which is red, doesn't look like it's red, because they've got one of those monitors out there and they're looking right into your eyes. So limit your notes. Number 10, plan your intensity. Heard a little quote a long time ago that's just an interesting one. It goes like this: begin low, continue slow, rise up higher, catch on fire, sit down in the storm. It's just a simple quote that you've got to start low and keep slow. Finally, you've got to plan your intensity so that you get higher and you ultimately catch on fire and you're excited about what you're doing. Use those ideas to help you be a better communicator, because all leaders must be communicators.